With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Exhaustion, a result of a heavy travel schedule, is what President Biden blames for his poor performance at last week's debate with former President Trump. This even though Mr. Biden spent about a week at Camp David resting up and getting ready for the debate. Correspondent Josh Boak says Democrat calls for Mr. Biden to quit the White House race are growing louder.
Texas Representative Lloyd Doggett became the first sitting member of Congress to say that Biden should step aside on Tuesday. And former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has opened up the options for a debate on that issue. What's going on? First and foremost, the Biden campaign tried to assure donors and voters over the past weekend. They held calls, they had fundraisers, they had meetings, and many participants walked away feeling as though there wasn't a clear path forward. They didn't see how Biden could overcome his performance and concerns about his age.
Colorado Democratic congressional candidate Adam Frisch is also urging Mr. Biden to step aside, telling the BBC that in his opinion, neither candidate is fit for the presidency.
We need a president that can unite America to realize our nation's unlimited potential. We deserve better. President Biden should withdraw from this race.
Also at SRNnews.com, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits edged higher last week. The Labor Department reports that claims rose 4,000 to 238,000, up from 234,000 the previous week. Close to 90 million Americans are under extreme heat advisories. Forecasters blame a ridge of high pressure just off the West Coast, as well as a separate ridge that has spawned heat warnings and advisories stretching from Kansas and Missouri down to the Gulf Coast states. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 38 points. This is SRN News. A North Carolina school board gives up prayer.
After being threatened by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Robeson County school officials have decided to end their practice of opening their meetings with a prayer. The foundation's primary goal is to rid the public square of Christianity altogether, and it does so by sending demand letters to various small public organizations with the implication of legal action. Most local school boards and councils give in rather than go to court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio lawmakers advancing a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms. A late-night state House vote to approve the measure took place just before legislators left Columbus for the summer. The state Senate will vote on it in the fall. This bill pertains to public K through 12 schools and institutions of higher education. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people helping young children or those with disabilities. This is SRN News. Another update on the employment situation.
The good news, the job market is still strong. There's a job for every unemployed American, but not as many jobs as there were in January of last year. Still, job openings rose slightly from April to May to just over 8 million. But layoffs have been rising a little. The number of Americans quitting their jobs is basically unchanged. And although there are 1.2 jobs for every unemployed American, that's down from a 2-to-1 ratio in January of 2023. Still, economist Robert Frick at the Navy Federal Credit Union says the Labor Department report is another sign that the labor market is holding firm. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. wildlife officials embracing a plan to deploy trained shooters in dense West Coast forests to kill close to 500,000 barred owls in the coming decades. The goal is to help spotted owls that are being crowded out. More details, SRNnews.com.